Yeah. What to do? We have been created like this. Huh? Pardon?
she said, did you ever want to get married?
I got married.
Was married.
You got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a fun story. It's not marriage.
To Baba?
No. We really got married.
Yeah. What happened? Baba got us married. Baba was present for the wedding. Baba had the wedding fees and so forth.
Hey, he's not a young man anymore.
But what do you expect? How long are we to live together? I'm 76 now.
Yeah.
So what do you want? Where's my wife even to sit?
Yeah, women usually outlive.
She's gone to the seventh heaven.
This is something only very few people know, but it's keeping it quiet. Like
that. Yeah, I got married. Yeah.
Did you leave her for the new wife?
Yeah.
For your wife.
Let's make sure we got that on tape correctly.
Not a new wife, a new life.
We were for a new life. Was that hard? For you? Or you were more attached to Bob than your wife?
Hey, I'll
I'm sorry, you know, it's...
Okay, listen, he will tell the story on my behalf. Because I'm rather shy about it.
But
I loved my wife so much, I don't want to repeat her name or this.
You know what he said?
Okay, here, let's hear.
Here's what I know. I don't know the exact years, but Erich's family for many years was, in a sense, insisting and pestering the family members and Baba that they had somebody that he should get married to, and in fact it was his cousin. And they tried to arrange the marriage, and through the families they just held it at bay for a long time and just said, no, just wait a little while. Yeah, it'll happen. And finally, in a culture where people actually get married real early, sometimes in that, you know, Baba's mother was married and had children at 15.
Okay, what do you want now? Come on, ask me, what do you want?
The bubble.
Julie, come on. Ask.
I was just curious about,
I got married.
Your personal, what it was, I guess, why you never had children? Or, I don't know the story.
Well, the story itself will make you know why I didn't have any children. Not that I'm impotent.
I'm
very potent, I tell you. I can hold. I'm the one who has created the whole world, you know. It's like that. So what I'm saying is that when we were young, you know, we are closely knit family. My mother's sisters, my aunts and their children, and my mother's children, that is my brothers and sisters and all, we are all a big family. As Elizabeth would call us, it's not a family, it's a huge tribe, big tribe. So that's how we used to live also in the family. So, unbeknown to me, the parents of my cousin had an eye on me that when I grew older, naturally I should get wedded to the girl of theirs. That's how it was. So what happened is that when we grew older, you know, and we were playing and we were doing this and doing that, fine. Then it so happened in 1938, Baba called me to leave everything and come to him. So then how to leave everything and come to him? It's not possible. I didn't do it because I was at the time engaged by Baba to marry to this woman. It so happened in 1937, we were in a place called Nasik, where Baba was. So there, from there he went to Ahmednagar, this place, Mehrabad, and he sent a telegram to my parents that all of you all arrive Ahmednagar on a certain date because I want to get Erich engaged to Khorshed. Her name was Khorshed, my wife's name. And my mother shows me the telegram. My father tells me, now we have to go. We've got to engage. I say, engage? For what? I didn't know anything about that. So Baba calls Okay, we go. Baba wants us to be engaged, so we go. Not that there is a question of love or affection and so on. Yeah, that's how it was. Mm-hmm. So we went to Ahmednagar, then Baba called, Baba and with the Mandli came to a place where Kaushal used to live, the parents lived. So there was a great function there, engagement took place. Baba put the rings in her fingers and this and that and the garlands and here and there, all that sort of thing. And food, naturally. Food must be there, good feast. Okay. Then within a year, Baba sent for me and called me that leave everything and come. So I was engaged at the time. When Baba called us, the whole family, to be with him. So we come to Ahmednagar here. And we live, and Baba's orders were that I should be with him all the time, attend to him. So that's how I used to pass my days and months and years. 1943, we come here. When was I engaged, I told you?
37.
Mm. Okay? This is 1943. How many years engagement lasted?
Six.
Huh?
Six.
6 years, yeah. Maybe 44. Yeah, we came here, so then 44. 7 years passed by. One day, I heard from a man who used to bring bazaar from the market here, a servant. So there was a big row at your place. He tells me, at my place, means my aunt's place. I said, what was the row about? He said, I don't know anything about this. There was a big fight and all that. People were shouting. And I said, what's the matter? What happened? So then naturally I inquired from some other source, and it is, the thing was that my would-be father-in-law is incensed. So the row was that he had fought with the family, saying, "How? Why do you get carried away like that and do something?" So when I heard this, I went to Baba here. And I said, Baba, you wish that I should get married? So he looks at me with great surprise and says, yeah, I've got you engaged now. Bring a calendar, calendar. Get me calendar. So I got the calendar and fixed a date. I forgot the date of my wedding house. So it was about a month in advance. So inform all concerned that on such and such a date, the wedding will take place. I will be there with the Mandali and all that. Okay. So I informed, and they are all happy about it once again. Peace prevailed. And so Baba came there as the guest of honor there and stayed at the place, you see, for a couple of days. I used to keep night watching Baba and I used to attend to him. When the wedding day came, I had to wear a better dress and all that. And so, well, we are on scaffolding, not for execution, but for getting ready. So that's how we are there. Baba is there, standing in front of us. And the priests came, Zoroastrian priests came, and mumbo, jumbo, mom, all that sort of thing goes on. It goes on. So this whole thing went on for an hour or so. And then all came and greeted us, and we are married and all this. This all happened. And then, naturally, we are led down the stage. We are greeted by the crowds and all that. But I had to run towards Baba, you see, because Baba is now by himself. So I take Baba to the cottage. And Baba says, I'm very hungry now. It's evening time. Is the food ready? I said, yeah, it must be ready. He said, go and get my tray. Because Baba was kept in a separate cottage there, nearby bungalow. So I got the tray and all that, and then he starts eating. And he says to me while eating, he says, by the way, who will be keeping night watch tonight? She's very interested. I see how she looks at me. So I said, well, I'll do it. What's there? I'm going to do it. He said, how can you do it? You are married today. I couldn't even follow what he said. Mm. It was so naive, you know, nothing to do with all this, because with the life, 7 years and all this. So I said, well, I'll do it. So how can you do it? You're married now, you'll have to be with your wife. Don't you want to go out anywhere or this or that? I said, I don't know, but I can do it, why not? I said, go and call your wife. So I got her there. And Baba said to her, well, are you happy today? Now, the Baba very happy. We'll embrace each other. So in front of him we embraced. Baba gave her a morsel of food from what he was eating there. Baba said, I'm happy too. Keep happy. And says, but tells my wife, says, by the way, as to who will be keeping night watch tonight?
Who will be with you? Your wife said that?
No, Baba is asking my wife.
Oh.
So she is also innocent, and she says, well, he has been doing it, why can't he do it? What's there in that?
Oh.
She says, really? You want him to continue? Yeah, he'll do it. Why not? Why she looks at me, you don't want to do it? I said, I don't know. So that's how it is. So then that's how we are there. Then Baba gave another morsel for saying such a thing that Eraj will do the night watch. Baba was happy. So she started having the second morsel. And then Baba said, now you can go. Tells my wife. So she turns her back to leave after paying her obeisance to Baba. And then she is called again before she left the room. She says, how about you both living as brother and sister from now on? She says, as you will it, as you want, whatever you want. She says, now from tonight, you live as brother and sister. So then he tells me and her to embrace each other as brother would embrace a sister and sister embrace brother. That was my wedding. Yeah, and we lived together,
only
brother and sister.
Only he could have done it that way. Otherwise it would have been so complicated.
Was there such a simple thing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
So that's how I couldn't beget children.
Thank you.
Well, what did you think when you got, let's say you're getting married? What did you have any thought, well, my life is going to change, I may have to get a job? How did you, what kind of anticipation did you have, or what changed?
Nothing after getting married. There was no time for it.
Pre-marriage, yeah.
Pre-marriage, when I was engaged, I was going to college at the time. In 1937. Maybe 36 end or something, I forget. So there, when I come back to my college, the students, my friends ask me, what's the ring that you give? Well, I'm engaged. What? You're engaged? And all. So the thoughts did come at that time. I go, what to do now, this and that. That's the time when I got some thoughts. Well, I have to settle somewhere or do what or something, find a job or something like that. But afterwards Baba called, so there was no such thought, no time to think such things. Very trivial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how about that month before the marriage that he says, okay, we'll get a calendar?
No thoughts there. Because I was sent from here to Pune to get my wedding dress stitched, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Suit made,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had to go there, I had to buy my own dress and cloth and this and get myself measured and this and all that was finished. No such thoughts.
Where is she now? I never knew about this story at all. Is she?
Huh? When did you come?
I come late.
You just came.
Huh? Did you already tell that?
Look at the whole story. Yeah. Now, yeah. Julie, you tell me.
It's okay, I got it.
No, what happened? She has died.
So many years ago?
Yeah. How many years ago must have been?
Sounds like almost 10 years.
10 years or something. Mm.
So how long, Eric, did you live together as brother and sister before Baba took you off and kept you busy?
Huh?
No, never.
Never.
What?
Never. She's asking how long did you live as brother and sister together, meaning were you living together in the same house, same...
No, I was, going on must tours.
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And night watches and all that. And whenever I would go, Baba would send me to their place, and they would come to my parents' place, and yeah.
So you would send letters to her occasionally? Huh? I mean, you would communicate with her?
Oh, yeah. I would go there and be with them. Yeah, I would be with my sister, my brothers, and all. What is there? I don't understand. What sort of thing you all are asking?
Here's what we're asking.
I don't want
that. It was Ken's question. He felt, he was wondering about why there were no children carry on kind of the role of the mother as they get older. Or he was thinking it would be nice if Baba had had a child. Mm-hmm. So I would ask for him.
Okay. Yeah. But do you mean to say Baba has no children?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not me. I know he's too many children.
You are one of them.
Too many.
We are all, yeah, so many children, yeah. Whole creation is this children. So I said I could not have children, not because I was impotent or am impotent, but such circumstances were there. That Baba, on the day of my wedding, asked me to live the life of a brother to my wife. And my wife was told to live a life as if she were my sister. So then we lived as brother and sister. Yeah. That's the end of our wedding on the same day. But it was done. With great pomp, many people had come. Yeah, we had good feast.
Real thing.
Yeah, real thing with band and all that sort of things,
wow.
And a procession and all that.
And she believed in Baba before you were married.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So did she, by consenting to such an arrangement, did she benefit from that? I mean, there was, she sort of like sharing, well, how do I put it?
She made Baba happy by her answer, so I would say.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, did she somewhat, you can't please, you say you can't please Baba, but did she come close?
Yes.
Say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't please him?
But her life wasn't easy.
Well, whose life is easy? You are a married woman, no? Is your life easy?
Not after that ghost story.
No, it's good. It's good. I learn more.
Yeah,
all the time.
We all the time learn more, but it doesn't mean it's easy life.
Mm-mm.
Nor is it impossible, but it is life. Life has to be these ups and downs and all. Otherwise, there's no charm in it. It will be too much monotonous. To have just straight good life, you know, a straight life of suffering. Just not ups and downs, ups and downs. Nice little jolts you have.
No, but Eric, why did the all-knowing one put the woman, Korshed, through this? He took you, he wanted you as the companion, and you played your role. But for her, she's just sent home. She lives without a husband. She cannot be a mother and have children. It's a much lonelier life for her. So, in a sense, why did he go through to create the wedding instead of just say, let's get Korshed married to somebody else and let her be happy with someone? It inflicted a heavy burden on her.
In the first place, why did he get us engaged? Now that he got us engaged, naturally he had to fulfill the
contract.
The contract.
But didn't you bring it up to his ears, though, because of the time span and hearing that situation of all the Gerber, the
because
going
of
on.
The, yeah, because of the...
So Baba, 7 years later, isn't saying, hey, you're bringing it up to him, to let's just finish.
No, he was surprised to hear that. Yeah, I had engaged you all,
Yeah.
Get me a calendar, let us fix a date then. as if he had completely forgotten that I was engaged by him, that I had to get married and all that.
And there was no question of
why should you do that? Yeah, but it's all fun and game.
Well, it's fun for them.
It is, I tell you. It is. After all, what happens in the States also, you all get married and then divorces and then again separation and then no best friend. In order to become best friend of others, you know, you had to get a divorce and get separation so that you can become best friend and all that sort of goes on.
That's true.
But isn't it a joke? Isn't it humorous? No, now I'm best friends.
But for her time, it's a different situation than now, because in this day and age, that's an acceptable thing. For her, in her day and age, it really wasn't very acceptable for most women, unless they had a life like the women Mondeley, not to be married. Mm-hmm. So if the core line is to be married, which also then implies having a family life.
The thing is that all that I see is that after this episode that took place, there were three or four calls from different girls and different parents for my hand.
Yeah.
So Baba could easily escape by saying that, but he's already married.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm.
So there are people, if you say, I would approach Baba and say, Baba, my daughter is of marriageable age. We'd be very happy. We can be, if you permit that age is given to my daughter. Mm. Baba says, how can it be? He's already married. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's like that. Mm-hmm.
I like that too. I'm married.
Yeah. Somebody in New Life met me one day on the street, main street. A crowd of people were there, and there was one of them. And he looked at me. I'm with a begging bowl and all that. He said, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going. Oh, Bhiksha. Bhiksha means begging for food. She says, will you come to my house? Why are you begging like that? Come to my house. She says, well, will you give me something in begging? She said, yeah, not only that, but I can give you my daughter. So I said, I'm already married. Bye-bye, Jai Baba, and took my daughter. Just like that. Yeah. So what else? There are such these are the things that help us.
Okay,
but don't you think Baba would have had a good laugh, Eric, if you brought her back as Bhiksha? I said, don't you think Baba would have had a good laugh if you'd come back from begging and said, I was given this in begging, Baba?
Now I know why Eric doesn't want to talk about this. His wife passed away 10 years ago, so all the Western women can come now and ask for your hand.
Yeah.
You're marriageable again, Eric. You're in trouble.
Oh, he started.